February 20, Oswald and Biddy Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Initiative Against Dreaming. Arise, let us go hence, John 14:31. Dreaming about a thing in order to do it properly is right, but dreaming about it when we should be doing is wrong. After our Lord had said these wonderful things to his disciples, we might have expected that he would tell them to go away and meditate over them all. But our Lord never allowed mooning. When we are getting into contact with God in order to find out what he wants, dreaming is right. But when we are inclined to spend our time in dreaming over what we have been told to do, it is a bad thing, and God's blessing is never on it. God's initiative is always in the nature of a stab against this kind of dreaming, the stab that bids us neither sit nor stand, but go. If we are quietly waiting before God and he has said, come ye yourselves apart, then that is meditation before God in order to get at the line he wants. But always beware of giving over to mere dreaming when once God has spoken. Leave him to be the source of all your dreams and joys and delights, and go out and obey what he has said. If you are in love, you do not sit down and dream about the one you love all the time. You go and do something for him or her. And that is what Jesus Christ expects us to do. Dreaming after God has spoken is an indication that we do not trust him. That's the end of the Chambers text. Dreaming is a delightful thing. Dreaming is the stuff that God's work and world is made of. But dreaming by itself, or dreaming at the wrong time, or dreaming as a substitution for being available to act upon the dream, is an affront to God and certainly is not pleasing to God. By the same token, we sometimes justify our times of quietness before the Lord, where we meet him every morning for a 1 or 2 hour span, depending on how spiritual we tend to want to be. And we tend to rank that based on how many hours we spend in quiet time daily. But if we're spending time when God needs for us to be leaving that quiet place in the midst of what we have as our dedicated time in that place to actually minister to someone in need, when the phone rings and you're in the midst of your quiet time, are you available to take the call because there's a brother or sister in distress who needs a prayer from the Holy Spirit through your lips? Or do we leave the door closed and silence the opportunity? I'm not suggesting for a moment that you abandon your significant times of intimacy with your God, but I am suggesting that Jesus Christ was available whenever he was needed, and he ministered to those whom the Holy Spirit told him to minister to. Yes, he would dream, and yes, he would speak, and yes, he would do, but all of his activity was motivated by the Spirit of God within him that directed him to do. Be sure to spend lots of time with your lover, Jesus Christ. Be sure to spend quality time with him. Listen carefully. Do immediately. But don't put your love in a box any more than you would put love for your most significant other human being in a box. Love is expressed spontaneously. It is expressed genuinely. It comes from the heart. And it always has an air of unpredictability about it. Bring God flowers. Take him to dinner. Romance him as he romances you. And enjoy the most incredible love relationship possible. And then out of that wedlock, out of those places of intimacy and privacy, your dreams and the dreams of God that he's planted in you will spring to life and new life in others.